This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Chinese health officials reported today the number of confirmed cases of a coronavirus outbreak has passed 72,000, with the death toll rising to nearly 1,900. Mike Gracia of Associated Press.
A study from the Chinese health officials warns, although cases seem to have been declining since February 1st, that could change as people return to work and school after the Lunar New Year holidays. The United States evacuated 338 American passengers off the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined at port near Tokyo. Most of them were placed in 14-day quarantine at military bases in California and Texas. I'm Mike Gracia.
The WHO said in its latest report on the virus there were 794 confirmed cases outside of China. A Dutch appeals court has reinstated an international arbitration panel's ruling that Russia must pay $50 billion in compensation to shareholders in the former Russian oil giant Yukos, a ruling which Moscow said it will appeal. The February 18th decision overturned a 2016 ruling by the Hague District Court that canceled the compensation order on the grounds that the Permanent Court of Arbitration did not have jurisdiction because the case was based on an energy treaty that Russia had signed but had not ratified. The PCA had ruled that Moscow seized control of Yukos in 2003 by saddling the company with massive tax claims. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The commission announced Tuesday that Ghani garnered 50.6% in the election that took place last September the 28th. Challenger and chief executive Abdullah Abdullah received around 39.5%. The head of the election commission said that previously that 1.8 million Afghan citizens voted. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial will begin on March the 17th. An Israeli court said today that Mr. Netanyahu is charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust under a number of cases in which he's alleged to have accepted lavish gifts from billionaire friends and exchanged regulatory favors for more positive media coverage. In a brief statement, the court said that the prime minister is expected to attend the initial hearing. Israel will hold its third national elections in less than a year, on March the 2nd. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has expressed horror at the scale of the humanitarian crisis in northwest Syria, which has resulted in mass deaths and injuries of civilians and hundreds of thousands of the displaced. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet describes conditions under which civilians are forced to live in Idlib and Aleppo as cruel beyond belief. She condemns the indiscriminate and inhumane attacks against civilians and is calling for an immediate end to hostilities. Her spokesman Rupert Colville says civilians, mostly women and children, are living in terror under scraps of plastic sheeting in freezing temperatures while bombing is going on.
Entire families, some who have fled from one corner of Syria to the other over the course of the past decade, are tragically finding that bombs are part of their everyday life.
The United Nations estimates fighting has forced more than 900,000 civilians to flee their homes since December. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bachelet condemns the continued impunity for violations of international humanitarian law. Well, Washington, if not the entire country, is abuzz about the pending release of a book by John Bolton, President Donald Trump's former head of the National Security Agency. The book is now undergoing intense federal scrutiny. Mr. Bolton was that potential witness in the president's impeachment trial who would never be subpoenaed thanks to a refusal by a United States Senate that would go on to acquit Mr. Trump regarding his dealing with Ukraine. Mr. Bolton appeared last night at Duke University and successfully teased his book without giving up too much information.
Do you agree with the president that the Zelensky call was perfect? What's that? Do you agree with the president that the Zelensky call was perfect?
You will love chapter 14.
Mr. Bolton's book, entitled The Room Where It Happened, is scheduled for release sometime next month. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.